with Talking Life. I'm Jack Terry. It's Home Improvement Month, so there's no better time to make a change and turn your home into somewhere you can really be proud of. More and more people are trying out DIY and home improvements, as opposed to simply moving to a new home. It's cheap, rewarding, and adds value to your home for very little time and money. Adding an extra room can change the feel of the entire property, helping you to fall in love with your house all over again. We spoke to Andrew Lumsden from Velux and Hege Morris, who is an interior design blogger and stylist, about why people choose to improve their home as opposed to moving.
What we found was that nearly a third of people were telling us they want to make these improvements because they do love their home and they like where they live and they're not. They don't really want to move. Comparatively, only a quarter of people told us that the reasons for making changes were primarily about adding value to their property.
I think moving can be quite stressful. So instead of uprooting and moving somewhere else, that people kind of maybe if they really like the area they're in, they might want to stay and try and create a dream home where they are instead. So I think they're finding quite a lot of inspiration on the internet for that.
I think also people are finding that it gives them a good sense of self-satisfaction and value in making improvements to their home. And in fact, the research told us that as well. A quarter of people were making these changes for that reason, to start to feel good about themselves and the property that they live in.
They also give us some top tips on how to really make the most of that new room.
Certainly considering daylight is the main one that I would suggest. What we understand is that typically people will think that a vertical window or a bifolding door or a patio door from the back of an extension will be sufficient in providing light through the new area of the home that they've created. When in fact roof windows tend to bring in about twice as much light as a vertical window. So I think for me the top tip would be to really consider daylight and what you want the room to achieve and how you want the daylight to work within the room. Make sure that's sort of top of mind before you kick off with any kind of structural project.
For more information on how to build a new room, please visit velux.co.uk or go to hegerinfrance.com for the latest design tips. And don't forget to check out the Home Improvement Month website and Twitter for more inspiration. With Talking Life, I'm Jack Terry.